This is Cameron Moore. You can find me on YouTube at ignitethefiremission.com. Do not keep silent.
Welcome to Do Not Keep Silent.
Speaking out the name of Jesus in action and word.
Encouraging and equipping.
Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves.
Do what it says. Do not keep silent.
Welcome into this interview, everybody. This is Jason Dozorek hanging out in Illinois, the Illini State, with Fades Away, hanging out with Dave and Matt. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Pretty dece.
Yeah, you're pretty dece? You sure about that?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, he's sure they're okay. And we've been traveling for a couple days and actually went to Rock Falls, Illinois, and now we're in, what the heck is this called?
Robinson.
And in Rock Falls, was there anything that went really well, you thought?
Everything.
Yeah.
Why do you say that?
Because everything went well.
What I liked about it is there were actually people that showed up.
Yeah, it was a good crowd.
Yeah,
very good.
Do you want me to be completely honest? I had to think back to what happened.
Okay.
That's why I was just stalling. Yes, it was a good turnout. good crowd. There's like a couple big basketball games going on in town too, but we had a huge crowd even despite that, and everyone was full of energy and pretty crazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was neat too. I mean, it definitely, these guys bring it, and obviously, if you've seen a Fades Away show, you know that it's pretty crazy. And even with technical difficulties, things still went pretty well, don't you think, Matt?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you just got to roll with the punches regardless, and the kids seem to have a good time, so that's it all,
Matt. You know, and Matt, what exactly do you do in the band?
I play drums, okay. AKA talent.
Wow. Did you guys hear that? I think he's ripping on the guy right to my right, because do you play much?
Nope.
No.
Nope. I just sing, and I guess that's worthless. So.
Well, do you play any instruments ever?
Ever? Yes. Just not in this band. Not good enough. I'm not good enough to play guitar in this band.
Okay.
Well, but you sing and all the good stuff though.
Yeah, I do the vocals.
And we have this guy in the bus with us.
Yep. Yeah. This is my buddy Siku.
Yeah.
What's really funny is when at first we did it, we were going to ride in a cargo van.
Yeah, we were going to take my cargo van. We usually go out in a big old Greyhound bus, and then we were having some trouble with that guy. We needed new tires. And so then we were going to take my van, which he's got a big kennel in, which is easy to ride around in. And then we ended up taking an even smaller vehicle, a big old Trailblazer. So there's not a lot of extra room for the pup, but he's been doing good.
Well, is there anything you want to tell the people out there about Fades Away or just what God's teaching you right now?
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, we're very much at a stage where we've had a lot of cool accomplishments, done a lot of cool things, and it's kind of at that point where, you know, you've done the big festivals, you've done some of the big shows opening for big artists and stuff, and we're at that point where you just got to keep pushing and keep playing, and there's still going to be the disappointments, there's still going to be the trouble, there's still going to be the vehicle breakdowns, but if it's what you really want to do for your life, you got to keep pushing through it, I guess, and that's kind of what I've been learning, I guess. It's a grind, and I think it's no wonder some bands quit or give up or just can't do it anymore through the frustration and everything, but that's where I'm at.
Yeah, I've definitely learned there's no such thing as an easy tour. It's a blast to go out and have a good time and see the country and everything like that, but I don't think there's been one day where I've had time to go sightsee or anything. It's always been like, what do we got to fix on our day off?
Well, in this trip, we were actually going to try to go to the Heath Museum.
Yes.
That you found, right?
Oh, yeah. I was pretty pumped about it, actually.
Yeah, I was too until I realized it was 7 o'clock in the morning. I woke up about 6:30, and two of the guys were just going to bed. Yeah, it'd be one of them's to my right, and it was pretty funny. And they were acting like, let's just say, it sounded like little, schoolgirls laughing a lot. And what were you laughing at exactly?
Watching some pretty funny YouTube videos, for one. In particular, there's a guy that doesn't quite understand how automatic sliding door works. And he kind of puts his head right through and barrels right through the glass. That was pretty good. And just random stupid jokes that make us laugh.
The guy who went through the glass door, did he actually go through it or stop?
Through it. He
made it.
He made it through. He made it in.
I mean, you got to give him some credit. He was he was confident.
It was three or four hard steps, and he put his head down. And it was funny.
So like a bull.
Yep. Yep.
So, Matt, getting out of here, what's some things you want to tell the listeners out there?
Oh, man, thanks for all your support. I mean, it's super encouraging whenever we get feedback that encourages what we're doing, and it really means a lot to us, and we really appreciate you guys following us. And you know, caring, honestly. You know, it means a lot.
Yeah, and one thing, too, I mean, I've been with these guys for a little while now, and what I really appreciate, they're just real, and they're not afraid to speak out the name of Jesus at all in action and word, but they're also just real. Their actions are just who they are, and they're not afraid to go and tell you the truth. They're not afraid to... What I mean truth is to encourage you, but also, you know, if you're messing up, they're willing to go, hey, you know, what are you doing over there? So anyways, I just appreciate these guys, and they're also very not judging at all, which is kind of nice. You want to talk about that at all?
Yeah, there's just a lot of judgment that goes on. I don't need to put my hand in the pot. I'll let...
just look at me.
Yeah. You long-haired hippie? Yeah, there's... I think we could stand with a little less... judging each other. I don't know where to go from there. You know what I mean? I think it's more important to just love one another for who they are and just live with people and grow together than point the finger all the time and do the yelling and screaming sort of deal.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like we're just called to love each other. You know, that's all that matters at the end of the day. There's no progress in judgment.
You know, too, I know there's some people out there wondering, is there going to be a new Fades Away album at all? So what's the news on that?
We're definitely writing right now. Everyone has done a lot of writing on their own, which has been fun. And then now we're all bringing our ideas together into kind of the melting pot magic hat of guitar riffs and lyrical lines and stuff like that. So we're just putting together a puzzle. That's the next phase. And then no specific plans for a date on recording or a date on a new release, but
this is
soon.
The year of writing for sure.
Yep. You know, too, you have something that a lot of bands don't have. You have stringed instruments. I'm not talking about guitars or a bass, but sounds like a violin and cellos and things like that. Who came up with that idea and why do you use that?
Oh, man, that's been around since the beginning, since John and Andrew Nernis, who have formerly played live with us, when they started writing together, and they've been writing music for 8 years together, I think.
Yep. All righty. Well, everybody, get out there and speak out the name of Jesus Christ in action and word. Do not keep silent, and go check out Fades Away. Where again?
Just hit us up on Facebook. Facebook's pretty streamlined and got all our information, our tour dates, and keep up with us the best probably there, which is facebook.com/fadesawaymusic.
And if you don't have a Facebook, maybe you should get one.
Who are you?
Hey, we'll see you later, everybody.
Find us online at worldviewwarriors.org.